Jews, the Alien Inferior Race, Part 2, by High Priest Hooded Cobra. To explain further, and with absolute points, what I meant in my Part 1 post, I will relate the points in obvious sight to show for a fact that the Jewish soul is inferior and disturbed. Many of these will be shockers to many people, but these do actually exist, and people can make their own conclusions on the so-called holiness of the Chosen and God. Point 1. Slaver Complex. The Jews want to have everyone else enslaved under their own will, which is also apparent in how everyone must subject at all costs to their God and accept them as unconditional leaders of the universe. Everyone else is inferior, and is only an animal in front of the Jews, who, by universal decree by God, are allowed to do anything and everything to the non-Jewish animals. All others are also destined to be enslaved and genocided, so the planet will be only belonging to the Jews, who will just keep a number of slaves to serve them, now and for all eternity. Quote, when the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. Simon Hatterson, Vol. 56d. Quote, on the house of the Goy, Goy means unclean and is a disparaging term for a non-Jew, one looks as on the fold of cattle. Tosefta, Tractate Erubin 8. Quote, happy will be the lot of Israel, whom the Holy One, blessed be He, has chosen from amongst the Goyim, of whom the Scriptures say, their work is but vanity, it is an illusion at which we must laugh. They will all perish when God visits them in His wrath, at the moment when the Holy One, blessed be He, will exterminate all the Goyim of the world. Israel alone will subsist, even as it is written, the Lord alone will appear great on that day. Zohar, Veshla, 177b. Quote, kill the Goyim by any means possible. Choshen HaMishpat, 425-50. Point 2. Cleanliness. The enemy Jewish race has all sorts of tenets in which bathing may be prohibited for up to a month or more. This is obviously hazardous, and any people who meet with religious Jews can actually smell the fragrance from miles away. This is a household for germs, bacteria, and all sorts of defilement. Also, there are celebrations that keep Jews from bathing. They must not bathe, or they will go to hell by their alien extraterrestrial forefather. Don't ask me why. Quote, optimally, those in mourning for a parent should not cut their hair for 12 months. Muhammad would take only one bath after having intercourse with his wives. He would have intercourse with all of his wives, one after the other, their number being given as 9 or 11. Note, one of Turdhaman's wives was actually a 9-year-old. Point 3. Lying obsession. The Jews, from their Marxist theorists to their religious literature, all see reality with emptiness and with hatred. Going to Marxist philosophers who see the world as purposeless and meaningless, as thus creating their morality of no morals for everyone to follow, this is also reflected in their writings. All beings must return to the source from which they were created, because existence is meaningless and death is a liberation of this universe which has no meaning. Why has it no meaning? Because the Jews said so. The Jews lack the necessary consciousness to understand truth or high spirituality, but they are capable of reaching upwards to a level, but not the level of truth, which they don't believe even exists. They believe human beings, they talk about themselves as of course, are incapable by design to comprehend God or truth in any way. Since the Jews are on the level of God already, it is also futile to oppose them. They can make any rule they want, and the list goes on. In a technical term, they are the only ones who went against God. In the same way, they went against Satan, who is the creator of Gentiles, and in the same way of going against the universal will. Jews have absolutely lack of the term of understanding of truth. They are, they believe, they worship, and they always channel lies all over the place. This shows the Jewish soul cannot really reach the higher levels of consciousness, which, in accordance to ancient meditators, are where humanity gets in touch with the universal truth, or Satya. This is done through Satan. According to the Jews, it is impossible and useless to reach these levels, and humanity, them, cannot do this. Point 4. Defecation obsession. From Shitty Fraud, sorry, I meant Sigmund Freud, who basically mentions that the whole of one's existence revolves around how one takes a turd when they are in preschool age, to the rabbis, all the chosen have a fixation with feces. The Jews have an unnatural high fascination and respect for feces. This is not some coincidence. The fixation over shit and excrement, which from ancient philosophers was considered the lowest of matter, is not a coincidence. They say like attracts like. Also, certain types of reptiles are known to have an obsession, such as eating their own excrement. When the all-powerful universal creator is actually called into your toilet to watch over your pile of excrement and requires prayers, one seriously starts to wonder, that is, if they are not Jews. If they are, of course it makes absolute sense. Quote, Asher Yetzar, who has formed mankind, is a blessing in Judaism. It is traditionally recited after engaging in an act of excretion, but is also included in many Jewish prayer books as a part of daily prayer prior to Bikrat Hasharkar. Blessed are you, Hashem our God, King of the universe, who formed man with wisdom and created within him many openings and many hollows. It is obvious and known before your throne of glory that if even one of them ruptures, or if even one of them becomes blocked, it would be impossible to survive and to stand before you even for a short period. Blessed are you, Hashem, who heals all flesh and acts wondrously. The prayer was first mentioned in the Talmud, Berakot 60b, according to the famed rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan. Saying it regularly and with devotion will bring a person good health and a long life. More directly, it's a way of reminding ourselves that we can find greater meaning in every single aspect of our lives, even, well, poop. Point 5. Crime obsession. From human sacrifice to Jehovah to the Bible, in which the God of the Jews commits a giant genocide, killing all of humanity in the flood, to the ever-coming apocalypse, upon all people are thrown into an eternal place of fire and brimstone, except 144,000 elect Jews. The Jews are obsessed with crime. One just needs to open the television and see all of their crime shows, which are in fashion today. The peaceful Abrahamic religion of Islam is also here, with its desire to jihad everyone out of existence. The Jews are also the only state in the planet that since the first day it existed, it is actively wiping out and genociding everyone else in their region for over 65 years, and is totally fine with it. Leopold and Loeb, Jack the Ripper, the USSR criminal Yagoda, down to the Jewish hero, Baruch Goldstein, was an American-born Israeli physician and mass murderer who was responsible for the 1994 Cave of the Patriarchs massacre in Hebron. He killed 29 Muslims praying there and wounded an incredible 125. He believed that these Arabs were attempting to kill Jews, and thus, according to Ian Lustig, was reenacting part of the Purim story. Goldstein was overcome and beaten to death by the survivors. Goldstein's grave site turned into a shrine for Jewish extremists. The shrine was destroyed by the IDF under a law banning shrines to terrorists. Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin called Yasser Arafat a notorious Palestinian terrorist and apologized that the mass murder had taken place. Many people still love Goldstein, even though he is one of the worst Jews of all time. Goldstein was widely described as a psychopath after the massacre. Point 6. Child brutalizing, murder, rape. God, who is a collective and archetype of the Jewish race and their E.T. forefather, also does not hesitate to kill children on the spot. However many, it doesn't really matter. Exodus 12:29. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. We have to do what God does, guys. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated that the prophet, may the blessing and peace of Allah be upon him, married her when she was 6 years old, and consummated her in marriage when she was 9 years old. Then she remained with him for 9 years, in other words, till his death. Khadijah died 3 years before the prophet, the blessing and peace of Allah be upon him, departed to Medina. He stayed there for 2 years or so, and then he married Aisha when she was a girl of 6 years of age, and he consummated that marriage when she was 9 years old. Point 7. Retard God worship. The Jews tell everyone else that God is some supposed all-powerful, perfect, and beyond conception entity. Let's see the facts, however. Apparently, the Jews know that God is not all-powerful in any way, to their own words. Quote, the decisions of the Talmud are words of the living God. Jehovah himself asks the opinions of earthly rabbis when there are difficult affairs in heaven. Rabbi Menachem, Comments for the Fifth Book. Quote, Jehovah himself in heaven studies the Talmud, standing. He has such respect for that book. Tractate Megillah Mehillah. Exodus 25. You shall not worship them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and the fourth generations of those who hate me. So, up to now we are dealing with a probably deranged, psychopathic ET entity or ET hive that is consulting the rabbis and stands upright when it reads the Talmud. Also, as an overly attached psychopath, it is jealous and does not like you to bow under any other god. Also, he can kill you for it, apparently, if you obey other gods or even have sex with someone from another race and waste your mighty Jewish genes that are a blessing to everybody anyway. Numbers 25:1-9, Numbers 25:2. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat, and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal for, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people, and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one of his men that were joined unto Baalpor. Note, here we have the demon Baalphor, who is a pagan god. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought upon his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses, and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel, and those that died in the plague were 24,000. If he doesn't like a particular Jewish baby, it will kill it, and then after it kills the person that did it, will of course call the brother of that person to impregnate the widow. He will watch the act, and if he orgasms outside of the vagina, he will kill the brother too. Genesis 38:6-9. And Judah took a wife for Er, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Er, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. And Judah said unto Onan, Go in unto thy brother's wife, and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass, when he went unto his brother's wife, that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he slew him also. So, to conclude, God also gets pissed off if you write God, so God wants the cheesin to exclude the O from the word. G-D is how it should be written, because oy vey, the knowledge must be hidden, lest the goyim find out what kind of criminal alien race we are, and then G-D, help us. He is jealous. He watches as you masturbate. He hears you, even when you defecate in awe. He kills children, robs countries, genocides even his own because he is jealous, intends to genocide the whole planet, gave birth to the three deadliest religions of the world. The list goes endless. The Jews say they are in the image of God. Then God is this scaly, unwashed, ghoulish, perverted creature. What? Don't you like it? Are you a God-hater?